My pumps are gone. It's now time for battle of the papers.
David Klein, assistant professor of anthropology at American University in Washington, proposes that in the midst of an economic crisis, there has never been a more suitable time to dramatically shrink the U.S. web of overseas bases. Please stay tuned. David Vine has more revelations of the U.S. military bases and the destructive role for U.S. safety. In 2004, the U.S. thought of initiating a major realignment and shrinkage of what was described as an economically wasteful and outdated U.S. overseas basing structure. The plan was to close more than a third of the nation's Cold War era bases in Europe, South Korea, and Japan. Troops were to be shifted east and south to be closer to current and predicted conflict zones from the Andes to North Africa, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia. Over 5, 6 to 8 years, as many as 70,000 U.S. troops and 100,000 family members and civilians would return to bases in the U.S. In place of big Cold War bases, the Pentagon was focused on creating smaller and more flexible forward operating bases and even more clear lily pads bases across the so-called arc of instability. Guam and Diego Garcia were readied for major expansion. The plan quickly faced resistance and criticism, most prominently from the Congressional Budget Office and the Congressional Commission on Overseas Bases, both of which questioned the costs associated with closing bases and moving troops. Since that time, little of the original plan has been implemented. In Germany, the military still maintains 268 installations, including massive bases at Ramstein and Schwandalem, and the planned removal of two army brigades is now in doubt after the commander of the army's forces in Europe recently called for them to stay in Germany. In Japan, the planned move of 8,000 Marines from Okinawa to Guam may be delayed beyond the 2014 target date. The only notable shift has been in South Korea, where U.S. troops left the demilitarized zone and moved from Seoul to expanded bases south of the capital. Shrinking since the planned reorganization, the overseas base network has for the most part expanded in scope and size as a result of the Bush regime's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and its vain efforts to assert U.S. geopolitical dominance in the Middle East, Central Asia, and globally. Since the disastrous invasions of 2001 and 2003, the United States have created or expanded bases in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Georgia, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Kuwait. In the American occupied lands of Iraq and Afghanistan, there may be upwards of 180 installations, respectively, with plans to expand the basic infrastructure in Afghanistan as part of a troop surge.